This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And joining us on the phone right now is James Beardsley, longtime friend and supporter of the WhatReallyHappened.com website and our radio show. And James, thank you for spending time with us today.
My pleasure, Mike. Good afternoon.
Well, the reason I wanted to have you on the show is you told me you've actually been to Sabra and Shatila, and you wanted to report on what you saw there.
That's correct. I was there, and to start off with, it was interesting how I got in there because they don't let people in there. It's managed by UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Association, or whatever they call it, agency. And I went down to try and get in there. And the head of the United Nations in Beirut said I couldn't go in, and I said, okay. And I was talking to him. We just chatted a little while longer. And in the process of the chatting, I happened to mention a man's name that several years ago in Gaza, I was in the process of avoiding the Shinbat along with this fellow, and I mentioned his name. And it turns out that he, in the subsequent years, became the advocate for the United Nations in Gaza. So they knew each other, and therefore this guy knew me, and he got me a car, United Nations number one, and he got me a driver, and we drove into the Sabra Shatila area, and that was, I can't remember the exact year, but that's how I got in there.
And what did you see there?
Well, it's pretty messy. The buildings were still all dilapidated. Animals like roosters and things and goats running around, pretty much dilapidated slum type. Actually, it looked like a bombed out area, which is what it was. But while I was there, I had an opportunity to speak to several people. Now, there were not many survivors to speak to after the massacre. Officially, the Red Cross account for the dead was 2,400 people, and that was revised upward at a later date. So the information I got was secondhand, but it was as close to the firsthand information one could possibly get. And also, since then, I had been with Dr. Sui Che Eng. She was a Chinese doctor that was there when all this was coming down. She had reported that the Israelis came right into the Gaza hospital. And let me clarify that. This is not the Gaza hospital in Gaza. It is the Gaza hospital that served the refugee camps of Sabra and Shatila. And the Israelis attacked on, I believe it was September 15th, 1982, and they were coming in under the premise that they were in there to get rid of PLO terrorists. You perhaps will remember that the PLO offered to withdraw their forces from Lebanon, and in return, their families would be protected by the Western nations. So, of course, once the PLO fighters had left, there was nobody to protect these families. They were absolutely defenseless. And the horror stories are really tremendous. I'm probably going to jump ahead a little bit, but when I see people like past president, or at the time President George W. Bush, Ted Cruz, and I can't think of the other Texas governor, and these people honoring Ariel Sharon, it brings to me eternal shame. I could weep with such a statement. Ariel Sharon was totally responsible for this whole massacre. And when I talk about massacre, I'm not talking about something simple. I'm going to be graphic. I'm going to tell you what I was heard from pretty reliable sources. Children had their throats slit. Women were raped and then murdered. Some of them as old as 70 and as young as 10 and 11. This was the most brutal event that I have ever witnessed in my life. And this event is also as brutal as I've ever read about in history books. So let me pause there for a minute and throw it back to you and see if you've got any questions you want to throw at me here.
Well, no, it sounds like, you know, you're there on the ground, you're where it all happened. Apparently, despite supposedly being under the jurisdiction and support of the United Nations, it doesn't look like the quality of life has improved there. In fact, it seems like the UNRWA's whole agenda there is to simply keep the world out from seeing what was there. When you and I talked earlier on the phone, you had mentioned that even the official body count may be low, because there were so many bodies, they couldn't put them all in graveyards, and many people were just buried where they fell.
That's true. There were several events that happened, though, and I want to bring this in right away, that during this whole invasion of Lebanon, I don't know if the numbers are correct or how correct they are, but my understanding is that 400,000 Israelis protested in Tel Aviv against that war. So I want to make it clear that all of the Israelis did not agree with that at all. And you may recall that Ariel Sharon was reprimanded for the attack. Later they kind of enshrined him, but that's the way it goes. There's a great heroic story of the Norwegian medical staff that was at these hotels. They absolutely refused to leave. And many of the nurses and many of the doctors that did not leave were murdered.
So it wasn't just Palestinians. They were basically killing everybody to make sure that there were as few witnesses left as possible. What you're talking about, Ariel Sharon, he was, in fact, censured by the government of Israel, and for a time he was actually prohibited from taking part in government because of what he'd done. But over time he was able to basically build enough political support where they said, well, yeah, that was a long time ago, and really it was for the best anyway, and he was allowed back into politics to eventually become leader of the Israeli government. And it's rather interesting that at the time he suffered his stroke, we are told, he had been coming under severe criticism from the more hardliners in the Israeli government over his withdrawal of from the Gaza area. And, of course, in hindsight, what Sharon was really doing was pulling Israeli... please out of Gaza in order to create this boxed-in killing zone for the subsequent... Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
James, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, we seem to have some garbling and interference with our communication streams here today. But we're coming up here on a commercial break, but it is a horrible instance. It's not the only one, and it's. I agree with you. It is a matter of national shame to see our vice president, past president, Governor Perry, Ted Cruz, they're all over there, and they're saying, oh, yes, this man was wonderful. David Cameron is out there calling him a man of peace. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair is over there. And it just makes you wonder what these individuals are truly like in their heart of hearts, that they can look at this man and say all these wonderful things about him, knowing what he was really doing all this time. And, of course, I understand both Perry and Ted Cruz are looking to run for president in 2016. So, of course, they're going to suck up to Israel any way, shape, and form that they can. But certainly for former President Bush, he's never going to run for office again. But he's over there just keeping up his end of the bargain that the bad guys will always laud each other. And again, as I told my audience here, if Israel is trying to change history this much, this overtly and dramatically, it's a reminder that Israel changes history all the time to serve itself. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with James Beardsley after these few words.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with James Beardsley, very old, very dear friend, known him for a lot of years, and he's relating to us the story of how he was allowed to visit the site of the Sabra and Shatila massacres, and how ashamed he is to see our politicians just, oh yes, Ariel Sharon was wonderful. We live in an age where they're hunting down and prosecuting 90-year-old men because they happen to feed the guard dogs at the Nazi slave labor camps. And then we see somebody like Ariel Sharon, who was in charge of the Sabra Shatila massacres, Kibya, the execution of prisoners of war in cold blood, and this guy, when he goes off to meet his maker, is held up as some kind of a modern hero, and it just shows how distorted reality is by the various governments and media institutions of the world. James, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I wanted to comment that this is not a Jewish issue by any stretch of the imagination. There were a number of Jewish people, Jewish Americans, Israeli Jews, that tried to stop this. One person that comes to mind was Ellen Siegel, who I got together with, I guess, later on at the Capitol Hilton when they had that thing from the Norway, the Oslo Accords.
Yes.
But she was right in there to the end, and there were soldiers that would not participate, that were I don't know what they call it, court-martialed or whatever. But the brutality is almost indescribable. Dr. Ang, the Chinese nurse or doctor that was there, writes that before being shot, these people were tortured. They had electric wires tied around their limbs. Their eyes were dug out. The women were raped, often more than once. Children were dynamited alive.
Ariel Sharon wrote in his own diary that the intention was to set a horrible, horrible example. And you need to remember former Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Dayan had said, as a policy for the Israeli government, Israel must be like a mad dog, too dangerous to bother. And the policy has worked. The world sees Israel as a mad dog. But this degree of brutality was intentional to basically set a lesson. Don't mess with Israel. We will do what we want. And this is what happens to people who stop us. And again, this guy who carried out this policy and apparently endorsed it when he was later on leader of the Israeli government is something that people in power seem to admire, the willingness and ability to do these things. But you hit an important point that we need to reinforce. When we talk about these things, whether it's Sabra and Shatila, Kibya, Palestine, Cass, Lead, Pillar of Fire, and the rest of it, we're talking about the actions of a government, of individuals within a government who have the lack of morals and the ferocity and ruthlessness to do things like that. And you are absolutely right. The people in Israel did not support this, are still shamed by it. We know that Israel tries to blur the line between the actions of the government and the world's Jewish people so they can scream, oh, you're being an anti-Semite anytime anybody criticizes Israel for what they do, which is kind of, if you think about it, like trying to defend Adolf Hitler's actions by saying you just hate the German people. And we laugh about it until we realize that's exactly what Israel's been doing. But you're absolutely right. The world's Jewish people are not responsible for the crimes of the government of Israel, just like the American people are not responsible for the crimes of the American government, just like the world's Muslims are not responsible for the crimes of Al-Qaeda, whoever that turns out to actually be.
I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but on those camps, so Sabra and Shatila, and there was a couple other there, the roads were blocked with Israeli tanks and machine guns. The people were not allowed to leave. They were kept there for the massacre. And as a matter of fact, of the evening time, the Israelis fired illuminating flares. And I wanted to add to something else on that happened, and this was later on, but there's a group over in Israel at every Friday that's before this Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath. They called themselves the Women in Black. They would hold signs up in front of the King David Hotel saying peace, no more war, things like that. And other people would come by and spit upon them.
Yeah, I know. I know. It takes a lot of courage to speak truth to power, whether it's in Israel or here in the United States of America. Apparently, on a completely different level, Wikipedia has now banished Abby Martin from their pages. They did it to me years ago, now apparently Abby Martin is such a threat to the power establishment that Wikipedia has now purged Wikipedia of any mentions of Abby Martin. So we know how this stuff operates. Now, as I recall, when Israel wanted this Sabra and Shatila to happen, they misrepresented to the Lebanese troops who were part of this what was going on. And as you were saying, the PLO had already withdrawn, but apparently Israel told Lebanon the PLO was still there, and that was why they had to go in with all this military force.
Actually, the two forces that did this, the Christian Falange, they were all under, there was two groups, that the Qatah Ebs and the Hadex, and they were all controlled by the Israelis. And I don't know about what you just mentioned. Now, I did meet with General Emil Lahoud before he became president, and that topic did not come up. So I don't know if that's correct or not.
Maybe.
But it didn't make any difference. They were going to have this massacre one way or the other.
They wanted that object lesson. It was a continuation of the campaign of terror, because you look at Ariel Sharon's early career. Israel has survived on acts of terror, whether it's the bombing of the King David Hotel, which was framed on Palestinians, the Levant affair in Egypt, blamed on the Egyptians, the attack on the USS Liberty, blamed on Egypt until the crew of the Liberty got the radio message out that it was Israel attacking them. This is how they like to operate these things. And again, with the U.S. State Department now issuing a terror alert for Sochi, I have to wonder how many Mossad agents are on their way up to Russia right now to try and cause maybe a repeat of the Munich massacre false flag.
Well, these people that actually did it were called the Christian Falange, which is a great misnomer. Now, going back to Dr. Eng, she was in the Gaza hospital, and she came back in there, and one of the attendants at the hospital saw her and just ran up and put her arms around her because she thought she was dead and everything. And then the person that hugged her absolutely froze because she saw a cross around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And that person had two of her kids killed by the Christian Falange. So that was a misnomer there.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, we're about a minute away from the end. Is there anything else that you want to share with our audience before we let you go?
No. Appreciate you letting me get the show.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, James, we're going to let you go, and we're going to try and grab a quick phone call from Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's good to have you back on the air, man.
Thank you.
What really got to me is who we're going with this thing about Israel wants to be the mad dog, something that doesn't be messed with.
Yes.
You know what we do to mad dogs in Texas?
We shoot them.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day.
Same to you. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I just, and I almost always agree with you across the board. But exonerating the Jewish people over this is, I think, a horrible mistake, because for all going on 70 years, they voted these fascists into power. They
well, wait a minute, them. Peter, you're assuming that Israel's elections are more honest than the ones we have here in the United States.
Well, I'm not assuming anything, Michael, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Because not only did these people vote these people in, whether you think they're honest or not, but they've got a universal military conscription, and these people have mass participated in all these atrocities for 70 years.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to have to disagree with you about that, because first of all, I mean, back during Vietnam, we had mandatory military conscription. And look at some of the disasters that have been voted into office by well-intentioned Americans, Barack Obama obviously being at the top of the list. Israel probably faces the same situation that the people of the United States do. Every election is always the choice between the lesser of two evils. And so I I don't think we should presume that what the Israeli people voted for is who's declared the winner. We see these demonstrations in Israel by the Israeli people against the actions of the government. They had a guillotine set up in Tel Aviv not too long ago. And I absolutely reject the idea that we excoriate all of the world's Jewish people, or at least all of the Israeli people, for what's going on, because, you know, that's what they're trying to claim, that the reason there's a terrorism is because the people of the world blame all Americans for what the U.S. government is doing, and that's not been my experience. These are crimes of a few people in control of the government, not of the people as a whole. And so I have to disagree with you on that.
Tell you that because they've elected prime ministers, the guy who lit the fuse at the King David Hotel was Menachem Begin. Right alongside him was Yitzhak Shamir. We have people like Ariel Sharon. These people are governments. David Ben Gurion was a horrible, you know.
All right, Peter. I'm going to let you go here because you're not listening to what I'm saying here. We have had more than a few cases in recent U.S. history where we are told that this candidate running for office is a really swell guy because that's what the corporate media tells us, and we vote them in. And then after they're in, we find out they had a deep, dark past, including drug running, dead bodies lists that pile up here. I understand the people who got voted into power in Israel shouldn't have been, but you can make the same statement about a lot of people in power here in the United States of America. Again, we cannot presume that Israel's elections are honest and fair because of all the fraud we've seen in the American elections. We can't presume that the people of Israel have an accurate picture of their candidates because of what we've gone through here in the United States of America. The focus has to be on the government of Israel. These are crimes by those individuals. And we know from people like Steve Amsel over at Desert Peace, regular, ordinary people of Israel don't agree with what their government is doing, just as people here in the United States of America don't agree with what our government is doing. We have the Senate trying to ram through more sanctions against Iran to get the war going. Obviously, they're not supported by the American people. And so let's keep the focus where it deserves to be, on the guilty parties, which are these leaders of nations who see war as their best option to get out of the mess they've created. All righty. Now, getting on over to the land of computer crime, which is running rampant across our nation. You've probably already heard that Target was the victim of a massive credit card hack, 70 million accounts compromised. Target customers are already seeing bogus charges showing up on their credit cards, so check your credit card statement when they come in. If you did any shopping at Target, or Neiman Marcus got hit, because what these computer criminals do is they'll steal millions and millions of accounts, and they'll put just a few dollars on each one in the hope that most people will just sign that check to their credit card company and not look at the itemized purchases. So you got to look at those things. Apparently, three more retailers have come forward to say that, yes, they too were compromised. Isn't it funny how all of a sudden all of these credit card companies are falling bang, 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 bang? It's like they have a backdoor in their systems that is the same for every single computer, courtesy of the NSA. Because all of those backdoors that the NSA has mandated be put into these computer systems we are buying are being found by the computer criminals. Far from making the American people safer, the NSA has made us all much more vulnerable to these computer criminals. Maybe that's the reason the NSA isn't going after any of these computer criminals. They understand that the criminals will just stand up and say, hey, we used the back door the NSA put in there. But these back doors for the good guys are also back doors for the bad guys. And we need to keep that in mind. Alrighty, let's go back and catch some other things here from the top of the list. Apparently, paracetamol can disrupt brain development. This is one of the most widely used over-the-counter drugs. Can cause behavioral changes in adulthood. Probably not as bad as the SSRIs. But the University of Uppsala has run a study and said, yes, it alters your brain functioning. They're now concerned about pregnant women who are taking this pain medication in late pregnancy. And they're saying people need to be reluctant to give this to infants. These artificial chemicals that are being marketed to us as the new wonder drugs are dangerous for a very simple reason. When you use something from nature, like birch bark or willow trees, which is where they get aspirin from, we have co-evolved with those molecules over millions and millions of years. Our bodies have experienced them before. There are no surprises there. These newly crafted, concocted chemicals that are patentable and therefore more profitable are brand new in the biosphere. We've never been exposed to them before. And we don't know what the long-term harm is. The rule of thumb in the United States is if it doesn't cause harm in 90 days, we presume it's safe. Well, nobody saw any harm from smoking for the first 90 days they smoked, but we know that over time it causes problems. Same thing with GMO. They say because it doesn't show any harm in 90 days, we presume it's safe. We know better now. We know better. All righty, let's see. We were talking last week about this corruption scandal that is all throughout Scotland Yard. Their British media is polishing Scotland Yard. BBC America, all these shows about the great people at Scotland Yard, and it turns out they're just as corrupt as the FBI. One of Britain's top police officers has warned that because the police are underpaid, police will turn to crime, which we've been seeing here in the United States. Cops aren't getting paid enough. Well, I'll just go out and run some drugs or something like that. Now, there's a scandal that is brewing across the internet, and it may be somebody's idea of a hoax. And it has to do with a guy named Darren Redding, whose Facebook page proclaims him a former U.S. Marine and a current cadet in training with the Washoe County Sheriff's Department. Now, he went out and put a message on Facebook threatening the website CopBlock, which is an organization that advocates filming police officers to make sure they're staying within their constitutional limits. And this Redding came out and said anybody protesting the police should be exterminated in gas chambers. Now, the Washoe County Sheriff's Office has issued a statement saying they have no idea who this guy is. He's not a cadet with them. He's not under consideration for employment. So maybe this ex-Marine had his brain melted on SSRIs and he's crafting a fantasy life where he's going to be a police officer, but apparently he is not actually under consideration for a police job, which is good because we don't need people with this kind of mindset complicating the interactions between police and the American people here. The Obama administration has filed a motion in the District Court for the District of Columbia to prevent the release of any information that would further expose the extent of its unconstitutional spying programs directed against the entire population of the United States and much of the rest of the world. They're attempting to freeze the lawsuit challenging the constitutionality. That, of course, is a violation of the separation of powers doctrine. The executive branch has no influence over the judicial. They're not supposed to, at any rate, here. Have another scandal where the NSA is apparently reaching into your computers to get all of your email address, books, and contact lists. So start putting all kinds of total strangers in there, people you'd never talk to. That'll complicate things a little bit. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
What's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of the program today. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of its start of the year fundraiser. We need your help. We need your help to keep on giving you the hard facts and information you need to make good choices. We don't get your support. There's going to be polka music playing on this show someplace in the future. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button at the top of the page, or call 800-724-2719. Speaking of money and economy, the Dow just closed 179 points down. And this is very alarming because we are expected to see earnings reports by various corporations toward the end of this week for the final quarter of 2013. And the fact that everybody seems to be in a selling frenzy right now is telling us that the insiders who are getting the information early, and we know that does happen for a fact, they're dumping their stocks. which means these earnings reports are not going to be very good. I'm sure after they're seasonally adjusted, the U.S. government will announce it was a banner year for the Christmas shopping season. And anybody who doubts that is only aiding the terrorists, so forth and so on here. Now, speaking of chasing after the terrorists, there's an interesting story over an Investment Watch blog. There's a new report that has found the NSA spying on every U.S. phone call has had zero impact on fighting terrorism. And we already know it is certainly not fighting crime. Can't find the crypto locker people. Can't find all these people hacking into these retail credit systems. And more people are beginning to ask, and this is an article over at Ex Republic TV, that the NSA's global spying network is not about crime and not about terror, but about gathering financial intelligence. Now, the good news for that is, if you don't have any money, and that's most of you, then the NSA isn't interested in you. But that's what it's about. And again, this goes back to that Seattle APEC conference where U.S. intelligence agents on taxpayer paychecks were stealing business secrets from conference attendees to give to Clinton political cronies. That's what they're using it for. Now, Wired had an interesting story earlier today about a variation on Twitter. And this one is called Twister. And rather than going through a central server the way Twitter does, it is a peer-to-peer system built using code from BitTorrent and Bitcoin. The idea being that it's a decentralized communications network, passing packet to packet to packet to packet. Now, that doesn't mean that the U.S. government can't follow your tweets, because obviously between you and the cell tower or you and the ISP, the NSA is snarfing up absolutely everything. But by avoiding a central server, you make their job that much harder. We may not be able to shut them down, but we can certainly jam the system a little bit. In fact, over the commercial break here, knowing that NSA is stealing our address books and contact lists, I was adding in the names of all members of Congress and the president, all the Supreme Court judges, together with every porn movie star that I could find. Just mix them all into the mix. So somebody in the NSA is going to say, he's got a Supreme Court judge here and a porn star. What does that mean? We'll have to watch more porn to find out, which is what they're really doing over there. They're watching porn and playing World of Warcraft and trying to justify it as something to do with defeating terrorism here. Apparently, Yahoo had a problem with malware embedded in one of their ads. It's a constant threat. We have to keep watch here at whatreallyhappened.com. It's why we will not allow flash advertising on our website unless we are given the original files and compile the action code ourselves. But apparently this malware attack that took control of Yahoo's Java-based ad network has infected something like 2 million machines around the globe and turned them all into Bitcoin miners. Now, there's another little story. This came out of Blacklisted News, where the British police illegally hijack websites worldwide and replace them with e-commerce shops at the request of large corporate sponsors. And basically what they're doing, under the guise of copyright protection, they'll go out to a website they think is an offender. No court trial, no prosecution, no chance of a defense. Oh, we think this one's violating copyrights. They'll hijack the website, go into the DNS, and point the name at a new e-commerce shop to make money for these large corporate sponsors. The government is the biggest computer criminal out there right now. Up in Canada, there's a growing scandal that the watchdogs over their spy operation that are supposed to be operating impartially are tied in very strongly with oil business, and that their real agenda is to go out and find anybody who is criticizing the oil industry and future pipeline plans in order to silence them and shut them down. My goodness here. HPV cancer is rising in spite of vaccination, and the vaccine is causing a lot of harm to people. Gardasil is continuing to devastate lives around the world, according to Natural News. What does the U.S. government do? They pour another $1.2 million into an advertising campaign to promote the sale of HPV vaccines. They're not controlling the cancer they were supposed to fight. They are causing adverse reactions, but they make money. So, yes, we'll spend more tax dollars to convince people they've got to get this one. Now, a little bit of news from the science here. Apparently, a U.S. team of archaeologists in Egypt have uncovered the tomb of Pharaoh Sobekhotep I, believed to be the founder of the 13th dynasty. And it's a reminder, as much as we see of Egypt's ancient history on display now, it's estimated they've only found one-third. Another engineer has come out suggesting that the pyramids were not built block by block the way we've sort of traditionally been told, but that mostly it's just piled up rubble. They build the interior tomb, pile up rubble around it, and then put facing stones on the outside to smooth it out, which actually, when you think about it, makes a lot more sense. It's certainly an easier way to build those, and when you look at some of the pyramids that have collapsed, they do seem to have rubble-filled interiors rather than all of these blocks hand-carved. I think it makes a lot of sense. I've gotten a lot more email about my theory about the Sphinx, and people are saying that makes sense. It didn't start out as a lion with a pharaoh's head on it. It started out as a lion. And some later pharaoh just whittled down the head for a self-portrait, and that's why it's so much out of proportion here. Let us see here. Golden age of antibiotics set to end. We're seeing all of these antibiotic-resistant pathogens who are just exploding out of big agriculture and even out of the human population because they overuse these antibiotics. The pathogens, the organisms evolve to deal with them. And now it's a problem. We could start to see massive runaway pandemic infections again that are antibiotic-resistant. They find these wonderful tools and they market them, they sell them, they just push them out there to make money without thinking about potential long-term consequences because, hey, all I'm thinking about is the next stockholders report, the next earnings report. That's all that really matters. Interesting story out of NBC Bay Area. Apparently there have been acts of sabotage and vandalism. AT&T is offering $250,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of people who have been slicing fiber optic cables. Now, we're not dealing with copper thieves or anything like that. Fiber optic isn't worth anything. And apparently, a power transformer was damaged by gunfire. Maybe it's just people getting angry at the bills. Or it could be agent provocateurs trying to create a climate where the government can say, see, you're all potential terrorists, and we're justified in ignoring that pesky little bill of rights out there. All righty, let's see. All right, I'm going to leave this next story till tomorrow. We're coming up on the end of the show. This is going to be a very dramatic week between the expected earnings reports on Wall Street, what impact that will have, the continuing clash over gold availability and suppressed gold prices. Obviously, the U.S. is trying to find some way to get the war in Syria and Iran going again. I am very concerned about potential false flags, certainly at the Russian Olympics, possibly even at the Super Bowl. These people who are pushing for war are feeling blockaded at every turn. They're in a corner. They're desperate, and desperate people take desperate, stupid chances. And the only way we'll get them to call it off is if we're talking about that's what we're expecting. We're expecting them to pull a false flag. Got to get on out of here. Have a happy Monday. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Aloha, America.